Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I am here to speak truth into your life because there's so many people out there that are telling you lies, baby, lies. So on today's Every Day is Saturday podcast, I want to know who told you that? Welcome back, my friend. It's Sam Crowley, too, the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday show. I remember, like it was yesterday, mowing lawns for the Bradford City Parks Department. My summer job in between going to the Pennsylvania State University. It was the summer of 1987. And when I wasn't going to quarter beer night, 10 cent wings at the Option House bar and restaurant. Now, how would I do that at 19 years old? I don't know. Something about the 80s, man. Something about those 80s. You got a pitcher of beer for like a buck. Maybe quarter drafts, and the draft beer was just god awful. But when you're 19 years old, holy cow, it tastes like a $400 bottle of Merlot and 10 cent wings. What could go wrong the next morning with that recipe? But I remember that summer, and I was taking the mower out to mow lawns. It was me and a couple of buddies of mine worked for the parks department. There's three of us in a pickup truck, so we would walk most of the time. We would walk, or in the rare instance that one of us was able to use our parents' car, but that wasn't happening because back then. Now, I want you to hold on. Put your seatbelt onto this one. When you hear this statement, I don't want you to die of shock, okay? But where I grew up, at that time, most families only had one vehicle. I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Can you even imagine? One car for the whole family. It was nuts. Rain was going up. Cats were chasing dogs. It was bizarro world at that time. But I'm telling you, one car. So in the rare instance that me or my buddies had a, it was never me, by the way, because there's no way I was getting the car to just go park at a job for 8 hours. That ain't happening in the summer of 87. That wouldn't happen at any time. It didn't matter. Winter, summer, fall, spring, it didn't matter. It never happened. But if we had a car that ran, by the way. So we would walk to work, grab the mower, and go out, throw them in the back of the truck, and we would just go mow lawns, all the parks around town, you know? And I never knew in a town so small as Bradford, PA, population 8,000 people, I never knew how many quote-unquote parks there were. There were the big parks like Callahan Park, Hanley Park, but then we had like these little, you know, patches of grass that we would have to mow. I say little, they just weren't as big as a regular park. They took about a half hour to do. And then we would go pick up garbage 3 days a week in all of the parks, and we would drive to the sewer plant and we would drop the garbage off. So I tell you all of that because one day your boy got a mower out and started mowing one of the parks, and I happened to run over a spike in the ground that was where a old telephone pole used to be. So the telephone pole would be in the ground, and then it would be anchored down, whatever the wire is, whatever, would be anchored in the ground with one of these spikes, you know, that you drive into the ground. And I ran over that spike, and the mower blade came off the bottom and shot. It went like a helicopter blade through the air down the street. I mean, my God, thank God there wasn't anybody out. Kids weren't playing or anything like that. There was nobody out. And it was like, bing, 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 bouncing off the street. I was like, oh, that ain't good, man. That ain't good. So I had to, hey, guys, slight problem. Hey, what's it? Oh, my God, look at what you did in the mower blade. I'm like, yeah, man, this isn't good. So I go back to headquarters, all right, headquarters being the garage in the back of the guy's house that we worked out of. And I say, hey, Bruce, sorry, man, slight problem here. And he goes, what'd you do? Always, what'd you do? It was never, hey, how can I have that? What'd you do? And he was never short of F-bombs, by the way. Not even a bad guy. I actually liked him because he was who he was, and he didn't change ever for anybody. So it was actually kind of refreshing. I just knew that I was going to get a good old verbal ass-whooping. So I said, hey, man, you look at the mower here. He's like, oh, Crowley, you're stupid from the ankles up. I'm like, okay, I never heard that before. The ankles up. Crowley, you're stupid from the ankles up. I'm like, wow, there ain't too much left, man. Once you get from the ankles down, I get it, man. I'm not 100% stupid. I was like, wow, what a catchy phrase that is. I've never used it down anybody down the road because usually someone says something to me that kind of piques my interest. I'm like, oh, I'm going to use that. I've never really used that. But anyway, he told me that. I didn't believe that I was stupid from the ankles up. But then I started thinking as I went through life, how many individuals like that are out there that are speaking into everybody's life? Bosses, parents, friends, you can't do that. Who told you you couldn't do that? Like, who told you you couldn't open up an online business and start making money? And conversely, on the other side of that, who told you it's going to be easy? Nothing worth having, especially long term, is going to be quote unquote easy. But define easy. You know, what's easy? Is easy getting out of college, $100,000 in debt, not know? Well, you were able to find yourself, though. I don't know, man. I could find myself for less than 100 G's, possibly, you know, between the ages of 18 and 22. But let's say you spent 100 grand on college to find yourself. You got the piece of paper. You got the degree. Who told you that that was going to automatically land you in a career that was going to, you know, at the very least, pay for all that debt and then go work 40 years? Who told you that was a good idea? Like, why'd you buy into that? You know, there's always somebody somewhere speaking and sowing seeds into our life. We are the ones we got to discern. Man, let me tell you, if you have the power of discernment, you will be wealthy beyond any measure. And I don't even mean financially. I mean, if you have the ability to put your BS radar out there and be able to tell what's being told to you is truth and what being told to you is a lie. Do you think that would be a good meter to have right now? I'm recording this podcast in June of 2020. The first week of June 2020, June 4th. Do you think on June 4th, 2020, having the ability, the gift of discernment would get you very far? Oh my golly, of course it would. So I want to know, who told you that you weren't smart enough? Who told you that you couldn't go make every day Saturday? Who told you that you could not be a powerful influence in this world just because of your background and where you come from and all of that stuff? Who told you that? And right now the vision comes in your mind. Somebody pretty close to you told you that, right? That's why it hurts the most, because the people closest to you were the ones that were sowing the negative seeds into your life. And that's why it hurt the most. That's why it left the wound. Now, Bruce at the Parks Department, didn't mean jack crap to me, because Bruce wasn't close to me. I was just an employee making $4.25 an hour. And that wasn't even minimum wage. Minimum wage was $3.85 at the time. I don't even know how I know all this. Shows you how much I worked, though. Always had a job. Always had a job since my paper route when I was 13 years old. My mom said, you're getting that damn paper route, all right? You're going to get that paper route. I'm like, I don't want a paper route. You are going to work. You're getting a checking account. You're getting a paper route. And you're going to learn what it's like to have a job. Okay, 13 years old. All right. I didn't even question. All right, Mom, you got it. That's why I'm always thankful for my mom, you know, because she always never let me argue for my own. It never even let me, like, get out of bed now. I remember that. Get out of bed now. It was always the now that came, like, it was always a pause, like, for 10 seconds. And I knew the now was coming. But I'm telling you to get up and get going now. Because when the people who are closest to you take shots at you, it hurts, because we give them more influence in our life. It's like we give them more credibility when we should not. It's just because they know us or have known us longer. It gives them absolutely no power over us. You know, but yet, well, it's family or it's a good friend. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all. That just because they have the same last name as you gives them absolutely no power, no influence over you if they're going to sow negative seeds into your life. You just dismiss that as if you would a complete stranger coming up on the street and saying, why are you starting that business? I don't understand. You would laugh. Like, you wouldn't even get any energy. Or somebody on social media you don't even know, you're not even connected to, would ask, hey, I don't agree with you. You'd be like, unfriend, unfollow, delete, hit the snooze, whatever it is that you would do. Why don't we do that in real life? Like, I want to know who told you that. So the next time somebody comes up to you and say, who told you could start your own business? Who told you to quit your job? Who told you could become an entrepreneur? Who told you that you could empower people, motivate and inspire people all around the world? Who told you that you could start an online business and have a funnel and sell digital products? Who told you that? Sam Crowley told me that. Because he started a business 15 years ago, was mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, went bankrupt, started a podcast that nobody listened to, sounded like Porky Pig on a meth trip when nobody gave him any credit whatsoever and said you'd be back in a job in a year. That's who told me that. The guy I listened to at Everyday Saturday podcast. That's who told me that. And you know something else? I'm glad he told me that because he sowed a seed of encouragement into my life and gave me permission to play big. That is who told me that. All right, so here's what I want you to do. This is Sammy Boy talking back to you now for the end of this podcast is I want you to tell yourself that your best days haven't even happened yet. All right, we all get the same 24 hours, man, 96 15-minute increments in every day. You don't have to make every single minute count. It's impossible because life is distracting. Things happen every single day. Just when you do decide for that hour, that 2 hours, that 3 hours, that 4 hours in a 24-hour period of time that you're going to be laser focused, do it. Do it and tell yourself every minute why you're doing it. Okay? Not how hard it's going to be or how long it's taking. None of that matters. The time's going to pass anyway. Why you are doing it. All right? Let's go. Get after it. I want to know who told you that. Make sure you join our Facebook group, Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. Follow me on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the podcast. Jump on my calendar anytime. Launchwithsam.com. Let's work together and launch your movement. All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.